It's EV News Briefly for Friday, 23rd of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, let's get you bang up to date. Volvo unveiled their EX60 today. Hugely important vehicle. Massive segment right up against the Model Y, the BMW iX3. Whole podcast coming for you in the feed, all about it. Headline stats, over 500 miles WLTP, 400 miles EPA, three versions, rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, innovative technologies, cell-to-pack construction, which many European automakers still haven't nailed, by the way. They have new architecture, SPA3 platform. They're saying that this is not some sort of shared Polestar, Geely, Zeekr thing. It's all us. And of course, it's basically an XC60 in electric form, but it looks fantastic. It's got very Scandi styling inside. Not many buttons, and it runs the latest Google software with Gemini artificial intelligence as well. This looks very impressive. Tesla has put its basic safety features behind its paywall. Adaptive cruise control is the only thing left. They're getting rid of autopilot and lane centering. They're moving into FSD. So you can spend $60,000 on a Model Y, and the only thing you'll get is adaptive cruise control. Everything else, lane centering, is now part of the FSD package, a basic safety function. And they're going to charge you $99 a month for that, for every single month that you own the vehicle. It's basically another $100 on your finance. And there's no option not to pay it. And you can't buy it because they're only going subscription. Fair to say, quite a pushback on that today from EV fans. I mean, a 20 grand Toyota Camry comes with adaptive cruise and lane centering. And Tesla are cutting back on basic safety features. Volkswagen have ousted Tesla as the top EV brand in Europe. The data is in from last year. Tesla was down 27%. So the Volkswagen brand, not the wider group, but the brand itself, now significantly ahead of Tesla in Europe as Europeans vote with their wallets and walk away for a brand that was very much once the darling. Lemonade is an insurance company in America, and they say that Tesla will share data with them, and for every mile you drive on FSD, they'll give you a small discount. Dacia is riding the budget boom into the electric mandates, and they're doing very well, but they're going to go electric, and so Dacia preparing the new small Renault Twingo equivalent by the end of the year. Colorado VW dealers are suing to block the Scout license. Now, Scout, which is backed by VW and will use VW engines in their range extenders, but say we're not VW, had been given a license to sell direct, like Rivian and Lucid, as an EV maker in Colorado. Colorado dealers say, no, the engines in them are going to be Volkswagen engines. You are a Volkswagen company, and you're not an EV if you burn stuff. And so that's going to go through the courts. Plug-in hybrids cost twice as much as the manufacturers say. New research today say that it doesn't cost £500 a year to fuel one in the UK. It's £1,000 a year because people aren't plugging them in overnight. Renault was going to spin off its Ampere EV division, but they're not going to fold it back into the company. Mitsubishi will plot a EV in Australia, a high-performance driver's car built by Foxconn. Yeah, they make Apple iPhones, don't they? Ford are coming back into Formula One after a couple of decades away, and they've hooked up with Red Bull Powertrains. They've been developing their new engines for a long time. Ford's boss Jim Farley says, we want to use our move back into Formula One to learn from what Red Bull have been building with their engines and the battery deployment to try and counter the Chinese motors that are coming. And Honda are knocking on the head their fuel cell joint venture with General Motors. They'll go it alone on hydrogen, they say, after 30 years of development. They've got more work to do, and that's briefly.